With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. DeJustice in a local rape trial began his summation on Tuesday. He reminded jurors that they must be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt to return a guilty verdict in the case that centers on conflicting accounts from the complainant and the defendant, bartender Paul Murugan Palraj. The defense told the jury that inconsistencies between the complainant's evidence, her friend's testimony, and CCTV footage undermine her credibility. The judge will continue his directions this morning before the jury is expected to deliberate and perhaps even return a verdict later today. In other news, Central Scranton Park will officially open this Saturday from 3 to 5 with a senior center, youth center, green space, and a multi-purpose sports court among its features. Georgetown Central MP Kenneth Bryan says the park grew out of decades of work by local residents.
This isn't Kenneth Bryan's park. This isn't Jay's park. This is not anybody's particular park, but a dream that came to life on the hard work and sweat and tears of just some good old Georgetown Caymanians who wanted to preserve the area and the history of Central Scranton, as well as keep a community space so they can continue that positivity, particularly focusing our seniors and our youth and the mental health awareness of togetherness in time.
Mr. Bryan says the senior center will give older residents a dedicated space for gatherings and events, and he wants the park to become a hub for seniors from all districts.
The heart of this park was built around their ethos. So I really expect to see a lot of our seniors there because we want this to be the hub of where their spiritual relaxation and fun and games and excitement can be, because there's a lot of money put in there with the facilities focusing on them.
The ministry says Saturday's opening is open to the public with food, entertainment, and family activities planned at Central Scranton Park. The Insurance Managers Association of Cayman says new licensing statistics confirm continued growth in the Cayman international insurance market in the second quarter of the year. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
In a statement this week, IMHAC reports that between April and June, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority approved 6 new Class B1 international insurers and 3 portfolio insurance companies, bringing the total new international insurance licenses this year to 20. SEMA has also confirmed a further 17 license applications are under review. With these additions, Cayman is now home to 721 Class B, C, and D insurance companies, collectively writing about $61 billion U.S. dollars in premiums and holding around $190 billion in total assets, with Q2 figures reflecting an extra $10 billion in premium and $14 billion in asset value compared to the first quarter. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In regional news, cruise shares moved higher on Tuesday after Royal Caribbean Group reported better-than-expected earnings in the second quarter and lifted its earnings outlook. The earnings announcement by the world's most valuable cruise company was a closely watched glimpse into the sector as it faces questions over the economic and geopolitical backdrop. The Miami Giant shares were up by 4.4% in late morning trading on Tuesday, which saw them priced at $320.53 on the New York Stock Exchange. Rival Carnival Corporation, which is larger by fleet size but not by market capitalization, saw its shares jump 3.5% to $28.10. Norwegian Cruise Lines led the morning's gains with a 4.5% increase to $20.96. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Lisa Costello. A pro-Iranian militia in Iraq says at least 20 of its members were killed in U.S.-Saudi airstrikes in a further escalation of the Middle East conflict. The PMA is integrated into the Iraqi armed forces. The attacks came after Iran said it had targeted a U.S. airbase and command center in Jordan. The European Commission has criticised FIFA's plans to sell stakes in its major football competitions, including the World Cup, to private investors. The EU's sports chief condemned what he called relentless and corrosive commercialisation. European football's governing body, UEFA, will hold an emergency meeting later this week. China has accused the US of protectionism and trying to suppress Chinese companies by banning imports of humanoid and quadruped robots. Washington says these carry unacceptable risks to America's national security. BBC News.